Auntie Nell is blinking.
Quiet, Dora. But let's just talk this whole thing over without anybody getting emotional or nervous.
Why shouldn't I be nervous? My first chance for a vacation in all my life, and you won't let me take it.
There's a very good reason Mother was afraid for you to go anywhere, and it still applies.
We're not going to dig up the family skeleton again, are we? I think you should have a vacation now. Nobody knows better than me what you went through during your mother's illness. Dirty laundry, smell of that sick room. Talk about mean old lady.
But let the dead rest in peace. It's half my car. I helped pay for it, and I mean to take it.
We don't know where you're going, do we? You haven't seen fit to tell us anything, have you?
No, you may not have the car.
You know what beats me now is why you're playing this whole thing so cozy, like this was a jailbreak or something.
In any case, Eleanor, I'm sure I'm doing what Mother would have thought best. Although I don't suppose poor Mother's wishes mean very much to you. Get out. Get out, both of you. Now, just a minute, young lady. You happen to be in my living room.
I happen to be in my bedroom, and I pay a good part of your rent for it. Now, get out before I show you what my nerves can really do.
Dora.
Besides, how do I know you'll bring back my car in good condition?
Oh, come on. Yeah?
I want my car. I mean to take it.
Which?
The Frederick's car.
You wait, Mrs. Frederick.
It's half mine.
Who are you?
Her sister, Miss Lance. Oh, look. Here's my driver's license. Here's my library card. And here's a blood donor card. All the same address as my sister's. I live with her.
Thank you. I'll lift the flag, brother.
Thank you. Very happy that you'll be joining us in Hill House. Take US 50 from Boston and watch for the turnoff onto Route 238. At last I'm going someplace where I'm expected and where I'm being given shelter, and I shall never have to come back. I hope this is what I've been waiting for.